Chapter 7, Isaac. We have already told you that Isaac was born when Abraham and Sarah were both old, and he grew up to comfort them in their old age. When they left their own country to go into the land of Canaan, Abraham was 75 years old. And now when Isaac was born, Abraham was 100 years old, so that he had waited 25 years for God to fulfill his promise to him to make him into a great nation. Abraham was strong in faith and believed God that he would do as he had said. But now see how greatly Abraham's faith was further tried. When Isaac was 25 years old, God said to Abraham that he was to take his son Isaac, whom he loved, and offer him up for a burnt offering on one of the mountains in the land of Moriah. What a strange trial! And how could Isaac then be made into a great nation? But Abraham still believed God, that he would surely do what he had said. So he took Isaac with him early in the morning and went on his ass to find the mountain where he was to make his offering. On the third day, Abraham saw the mountain in the distance. Then he left the young men with the ass and went on with Isaac alone, who carried the wood for the burnt offering, while Abraham carried the fire and the knife. As they climbed the hill, Isaac said to his father, "Behold the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering?" Then the father replied that God would provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. And so they both went on together until they came to the place that God had told him of. There Abraham built an altar and laid the wood on it and bound his son Isaac to offer him as God had commanded. But then God called to Abraham out of heaven and said that he was not to hurt the lad, for there was a ram caught with its horns in the bushes, which was to be offered up instead of Isaac. Oh, what a happy deliverance for both father and son! Abraham now had his promised Isaac given back to him, and Isaac was spared from the death which he feared. This shows us how that Christ, who is the Lamb of God, offered up himself for a sacrifice in the place of all his people, so that they might go free. Now Abraham wanted to find a good wife for his son Isaac, and he sent his servant to seek one of his own country where he used to live. The servant wanted to be guided to the right one, and he prayed to God to show him who should be Isaac's wife. God heard his prayer and answered him when Rebekah came to fetch water from the well. So Rebekah took him home to her father's house, and when they heard what God had done, they sent Rebekah back with the servant, and she became Isaac's wife. How glad would Abraham and Isaac be when they heard how God had guided their servant and prospered his journey. After this, Abraham died when he was 175 years old. And then the Lord appeared to his son Isaac and gave him the same promise which he gave to Abraham, that he should be made into a great nation who should have the land of Canaan. But first, there was a famine in that land, and Isaac went to dwell at Gerar with the Philistines. There the Lord blessed him until he became very great and had many servants and much cattle. This made the Philistines envy him, and when he tried to dig a well to get water to drink, they took it from him, until at last they let him alone when he digged another well at Rehoboth. After that he came to Beersheba, and the Lord again blessed him there. Now it is time to give you some texts to find about Isaac. Genesis chapter 21 verse 5 will show you that Abraham was 100 years old when Isaac was born. Genesis chapter 22 tells us how God commanded Abraham to offer up his son Isaac, and how he was delivered and the ram offered instead. Genesis chapter 24 gives the interesting account of Abraham's servant finding Rebekah. Genesis chapter 26 verses 2 to 4 tell us how God blessed Isaac after Abraham had died. Romans chapter 4 verses 18 to 21 show how strong Abraham's faith was when he believed God would give him Isaac and bless him. Hebrews chapter 11 verses 17 to 19 tell us that Abraham offered up Isaac by faith, believing that God could raise him up again from the dead.